Sunday, April 28th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we commemorate St. Peter Chanel, priest and martyr. St. Peter Chanel was born in the town of Suat in France in 1803. After ordination to the priesthood, he was engaged in pastoral work for a few years. He then joined the Marist and journeyed to Oceania to preach the gospel. Despite many hardships, he converted some of the natives to the faith. Out of hatred for the faith, a band of native warriors killed him in 1841 on the island of Futuna. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, "The Lord is risen, Alleluia." Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen, Alleluia. And the morning prayer hymn. On this day, the first of days, God the Father's name we praise, who creation's Lord and spring did the world from darkness bring. On this day, the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day, the Spirit came with his gifts of living flame. Father, who didst fashion man, Godlike in thy loving plan, fill us with that love divine and conform our wills to thine. Word made flesh, all hail to thee, thou from sin hast set us free. And with thee we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray, fill our hearts this holy day. God, the blessed three in one, may thy holy will be done. In thy word our souls are free, and we rest this day with thee. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, whoever thirsts will drink freely from life-giving water. Alleluia. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Psalm prayer, Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness. Our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever. Repeating the antiphon, whoever thirsts will drink freely of life-giving water. Alleluia. And our second antiphon, worship the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water and the mighty sea. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirit and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. And repeating the antiphon. Worship the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, springs of water, and the mighty seas. Alleluia. And our third antiphon. The saints will rejoice in glory. Alleluia. Psalm 149. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out this sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. And repeating the antiphon, the saints will rejoice in glory. Alleluia. And our reading for this Sunday morning is from Acts chapter 10, verses 40 through 43. God raised up Jesus on the third day and granted that he be seen, not by all, but only by such witnesses as had been chosen beforehand by God, by us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to bear witness that he is the one set apart by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets testify, saying that everyone who believes in him has forgiveness of sins through his name. And the responsory. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia. You have risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, whoever lives in me, and I in him, will yield much fruit, says the Lord. Alleluia. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in the darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, whoever lives in me and I in him will yield much fruit, says the Lord. Alleluia. And our intercessions, Christ is the Lord of life, raised up by the Father. In his turn, he will raise us up by his power. Let us pray to him, saying, Christ, our life, save us. Lord Jesus, light shining in darkness, you lead your people into life and give your mortal nature the gift of holiness. May we spend this day in praise of your glory. Christ, our life, save us. Lord, you walk the way of suffering and crucifixion. May we suffer and die with you and rise again to share your glory. Christ, our life, save us. Son of the Father, our Master and our Brother, you have made us a kingdom of priests for our God. May we offer you our joyful sacrifice of praise. Christ, our life, save us. King of glory, we look forward to the great day of your coming in splendor. that we may see you face to face and be transformed in your likeness. Christ our life, save us. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, look upon us with love. You redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Give us true freedom and bring us to the inheritance you promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.